Hello guys, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today, guys, we're going to work on the difference between believe and think. It's a topic that you suggested to me, I really appreciate it and we're going to look at this from today so that it's very clear to us. What's the problem with that, Pacho? It turns out that belief means to believe, think means to think, but it also means to believe. That's why it's marked here. Why? Because sharing those two definitions of believe creates confusion and one doesn't know which one to say or which one to put in an exercise. So, let's keep something in mind. To believe, we need to trust in something or have a certain certainty, to be sure of something. Yes, quite a lot of certainty. On the other hand, to think, it requires more thinking, analyzing, like concluding or reflecting on something. Keep that in mind. Take note, please. The transitive verb is belief. What does that mean? That since it's a transitive verb, it requires a complement, additional information. It can't be alone. Note that what I just said is important. Now, think is an intransitive verb, which means that it does not require a complement and can stand alone. How so, Pacho? Let's do these six exercises so that we understand how it is used. Okay, are you ready? You can pause the video if you want. You can pause the video. Try to do the rest of the exercises and then you can check it out with me at the end. Okay, look at this number 1. Do you still have cookies? What question? If you still have cookies and you are going to say, I believe. So, which one are you going to put? I believe or I think? Which one? In this case, which one would it be? Well, Pacho, I am going to put I believe. Why? Because I am sure that I have cookies, so I can put I believe. Well, good reasoning, but there is something to keep in mind. Look at what I told you. Transitive verb that requires a complement. And where is the complement? Where is the complement here? Where is it? You don't have a complement. You don't have a complement, Pacho. And then there's, what? So there we already know that it would be I think. I believe. So that's where this part would have to be because I'm not going to change it yet. You could leave this one here, but you would have to add a complement. I believe, for example, something like that. I believe I have. I have some. I believe I have some. That would be possible. Believe. Why? Because you have some certainty. You are trusting that there is and you also have a complement. Ready? Since in this case the exercise wasn't like that, then I can't leave this one here, but I have to put the one that should be in the exercise. So, to say, I believe, it would be I think. Ready? I think. Ready. I hope that's clear, guys, why I gave that answer to the exercise. Number 2, some people don't in God. What do you do? So, some people don't what? They don't believe in God. So, what's going to be a complement here, right? But they don't believe, they don't think in God. What do you think? There we are talking about being sure that they don't believe in God. So we are going to put they don't here. Some people don't believe in God. Done. Some people don't believe in God. Now, what? What do you think, for example? What do you think? So, what do you think? It would be what? What do you think? What do you think or what do you believe? What do you think? What do you think? In fact, what do you think about this, guys? Now I am going to change this ending. Now, some people don't believe in God. What would the question be here? What do you believe in? What do you believe in? What would it be there, guys? If I were to ask that question, what do you believe in? What do you believe in? There to do that it would be what do you believe? Because we are talking about believing, about being sure of something, a certainty, a belief. What do you believe? But I am missing something, a preposition at the end, which would be the complement. Yes, I'm going to put it up here. So it would be, what do you believe in, Pacho? And that, in, at the end, why? Since it's a question with a preposition at the end, then we try to do something like this. What do you believe in? What do you believe in? I'm going to give a recommended class, which is this one, Prepositions and Questions, to clarify it a little bit more. Okay, Keep that in mind, please. Now, if we want to change, not what you believe in, but who you believe in, what would we have to do here? Who do you believe in? I'll wait for the answer in the comments to see how it goes. Ready, look at this, number TH. My mom will visit us next week. So, what are you certain about or have doubts about or how do you see it? Are you reflecting on something? So, here we could work on what I think. I think my mom will visit us next week. What is this giving? That you're simply thinking, analyzing, believing, reflecting, but we have some certainty with that, I think. I believe that my mom will visit us next week. There is no certainty. But if we change this to I believe, great, then there is more certainty. I believe that my mom will visit us next week. We are already affirming and being more certain, trusting that this is going to happen. Keep in mind the intention of each of the sentences here. Look at this number 4. They just couldn't their eyes. Let's stop there, let's analyze this one. They couldn't or they couldn't believe their eyes, Pacho, what would that be? It is an expression when I say I can't believe my eyes, it means that I can't believe what I see or trust what I see, so to speak, in some way. So, here we are going to use believe. Ready? So, when we say they just couldn't believe their eyes, we are saying, they couldn't believe what they saw or they couldn't believe their eyes, so to speak, but it sounds a little strange to believe their eyes. They couldn't believe what they saw. Let's just understand it like this. Great. They was a UFO. Pay attention to this part of was. Yes. UFO is an unidentified flying object. That's what those letters mean, like unidentified flying object. So, keep in mind that it's like a UFO. So, what are we going to put here? Yes, what did they think? That's why that was as highlighted here, because we're talking in the past tense. So, what would it be? Did they think? They thought he was a they thought or believed that it was a flying saucer. How did you put it there, guys? Look at this, number 5. Wangina in ghosts. I can't. What? Let's look here then. Juan, what? Juan thinks that Gina. Yes. In ghosts. I can't. What? Let's look here then. Juan thinks how it would be Juan is sure or not. If Juan is not very sure, then we're going to put think, right? But if Juan is very sure, then he's going to use, which one? He's going to use believe here. Ready? But watch out here, it turns out that we are talking about Juan, we are speaking in the present tense. So, what happens with this Juan? How do you say this verb? Watch out for the third person. So it would be Juan thinks and Juan believes. Remember that the intention is what is going to define, right? The use of think or believe, if it is very certain or not. So, Juan thinks or Juan believes. Dayana believes in ghosts. Yes, that belief is certain that there are ghosts. So, here we could say that Gina believes. In host. Yes, remember the S because we are adding it. Anghost. And you are going to say here, I can't. I can't believe it. I can. What? I can't believe. But, what is happening here? I can leave it like this. I can't believe. That sentence here is fine. No, and that's why I have this asterisk, because it is a verb, what? It is a transitive verb and requires a complement and we don't have a complement here so far. So we have to add it. And the complement can simply be this object pronoun, which is this here, which would be this. Yes, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Done. Pay attention, guys. Finally, number 6. I and everything she told me. Be careful with this. We have a verb in the past tense, so be careful with what's going to happen here. But now, be careful with this important now, because when you do now, there's a change in tense there. I don't. What's going to happen? Done. So, what did she say? I believe in everything she told me, because we're talking about the past. So, we're talking about a belief in trusting what she told you. So, what are we going to put here? Believe, but in the past. So we add D because it's a regular verb. I believed in everything she told me. But now I don't. What? What are you going to put there, guys? I'll wait for the answer then, and I hope you've also understood this class very well. That's all for today. I hope you practice. Here I'm going to leave you a link so you can go to practice, you can do some extra exercises so you can compare your answers and see if what you saw in today's class worked. Okay, I hope you liked it, guys. See you in the next class. You can make a screenshot right now if you want and see you next class. Take a screenshot of this before we delete it. Bye bye.